All right, get your Bibles. Let's open them to the book of Matthew, chapter 10. Matthew, chapter 10. So pag-aaral natin ng book of Matthew, we found out that Matthew presents Christ as the King and the Messiah. And yung Matthew wrote to the Jews. So it's a perfect transition. Kaya nauna ito sa bagong tipan dahil ito ay parang tulay magmula sa lumang tipan patungo sa bagong tipan. It serves as a bridge to bridge the gap between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So here is Matthew. He is a Jew and he is writing to Jewish people. Now see Mark. He is a Jew, but his audience is Gentiles. Romans, you know, audience ni Mark. Luke is a Gentile who wrote to Gentiles. And so John is a Jew who wrote to Jews and Gentiles. So that's how it works out. And so Matthew presents Christ as King. Mark presents Christ as the servant. Luke presents Christ as the Son of Man, the perfect man. And then John presents Christ as the Son of God. So yun ang mga thesis nila. So sa pag-aaral natin sa book of Matthew, we are now in Matthew chapter 10. And we found that in the book of Matthew, there are five discourses, five sermons. We note that chapter 5, 6, and 7 is the Sermon on the Mount. And here in Matthew chapter 10, there's a lot of red letters here, but that means it's the words of Christ in red. But we can call this the Sermon about Missions. Then in chapter 13, he begins the sermon or the parables of the mysteries of the kingdom. So the Sermon on the Mysteries of the Kingdom. Sermon on the Mount, Sermon about Missions, Sermon about the Mysteries of the Kingdom. And then in chapter 18 is the sermon regarding the church. Well, that doesn't match on my alliteration. So I'll say sermons on the matters of church. So I keep with the sermon on the M. Sermon on the Mount, Sermon on Missions, Sermon on the Mysteries of the Kingdom, sermons about the matters of the church, and then in chapter 24 and 25 is the Sermon on the Mount of Olives, or the Olivet Discourse. So yan yung limang mga sermons na hinighlight ni Matthew patungkol sa turo ng Panginoong Jesucristo. And so now we're in Matthew chapter 10, the Sermon on Missions, and we found that Jesus asked for his disciples to pray before he sent the 12 apostles to preach and teach and to heal and to plant churches. He asked the disciples to pray. And so prayer takes the priority of the Christian life. Kung gusto mong makita kung gaano kasigasig ang buhay Kristiyano mo, tanungin mo yung sarili mo, examine yourself. How is my prayer life? Kumusta ang relationship ko sa prayer? Do I really practice prayer? Am I in the spirit of prayer? Do I pray without ceasing? Am I in fellowship and communication and communion with God? You want to know if you're a good Christian, are you praying? You see. And so Jesus asked us to pray before work and so on and so forth. Now, we saw in the previous Sundays how Jesus empowered the apostles and limited their scope to Israel first, before the Gentiles. In fact, he said, go not. Tingnan mo ang verse number 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not. So this is the go not commission. So Allah, we are used to the great commission, go ye into all the world. All right, go ye therefore. And so we're used to the go ye. We're not used to the go not. Now, why would Jesus limit the audience to Israel first? Well, many reasons. We went through that last time. But in particular, God wanted to offer the kingdom to Israel. So that's why in the book of Matthew, you will find the phrase kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven. Okay, so, ano ba itong kingdom of heaven? Well, we find that merong Old Testament, kapanahunan nila Adam, Noah, Abraham, and Moses, Joshua, and so on. Tapos dumating yung mga judges, tapos dumating yung hari, yung mga kings, David, and then dumating yung mga prophets, mga propeta, Elijah, Elisha, tapos dumating yung mga priests, yung priesthood, and prophets. So, tapos dumating ang New Testament. The New Testament came where Jesus died on the cross and resurrected from the grave. And nandito na tayo ngayon. We are here, right now. Sa calendar ng Diyos. Post-resurrection, post-New Testament, and we are waiting sa plano ng Diyos. Now, ang susunod na event dito ay yung tinatawag na Day of the Lord. Day of the Lord. So, una dito yung tribulation. Pangalawa dito yung millennial kingdom. Eto 7 years. Eto 1,000 years. Tapos may gap dito na 75 days. Ayon sa Daniel chapter 11 at chapter 12. Dito yung tinatawag na great white, hindi great, throne of His glory, judgment of the nations. So anyway, so eto yung masasabi nating overall plano ng Diyos para sa kasaysayan ng mundo. Pagkatapos ng millennial kingdom, eto yung tinatawag na final rebellion and great white throne judgment. Great white throne judgment sa dulo ng 1,000 years na kung saan lahat ng mga hindi saved ay haharap sa Panginoon. Those who are not saved will face the Lord God in final judgment. Sa ngayon, kung ikaw ay mamatay sa kasalanan mo, if you are dead in sin, if you are dead in sin, kahit na dito ka nabuhay, or dito ka nabuhay, dito ka nabuhay, dito ka nabuhay, or whatever, kung ikaw ay mamatay at wala ka sa Panginoon, may lalagyan. Ang kaluluwa, ang tawag natin dito ay hell. Hell. O sa Tagalog, impyerno. Lalagyan yan ng mga kaluluwang hindi saved. Okay? So, ang mangyayari sa Great White Throne Judgment, lahat ng ang hell at ang kamatayan, so, yung hell, yan sa ilalim ng lupa, yan. Yung earth natin, ang alam lang natin, yung grave. Okay? So, death and hell will face God in the Great White Throne Judgment, and they will be cast into the Lake of Fire. So, lawa ng apoy. Now, mababasa natin yung lawa ng apoy in relationship sa New Jerusalem na bababa. Yung lawa ng apoy nasa labas ng New Jerusalem. According to Isaiah chapter 66. So, basahin mo na lang yung last two verses ng Isaiah. Makikita ng mga nasa New Jerusalem,
yung city New Jerusalem. Ito, by the way, lahat ng mga saved, lahat ng mga born again, magmula dito hanggang dito.
We will live forever with the Lord in the New Jerusalem, and outside of the New Jerusalem is the lake of fire. These people will behold these people.
So, katakot-takot talaga ang future ng hindi saved.
Now, in Matthew chapter 10, kaya inuna ng Panginoon ang Israel dahil inoffer ng Panginoon ang kanyang kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, this is that, kingdom of heaven. Yung kanyang paghahari sa Jerusalem for 1,000 years, inoffer niya yan sa Israel before he died on the cross. Now, Jesus intended to die on the cross. The temple is to be destroyed, according to Matthew chapter 24. The Antichrist has to rule before the kingdom of heaven can come to earth. So, hindi nagbago ang plano ng Diyos. God intended to bring heaven to earth upon the repentance and faith of Israel. Kaya lang, the problem is not the plan of the Lord. The problem is Israel rejected the Savior. Israel rejected her Messiah. So, he is the king, pero wala siyang domain. Wala pa siya sa domain niya. So, pag sinabing kingdom, ibig sabihin king and his domain, kung saan siya naghahari. Hari at kung anong yung lugar ng kanyang paghahari, domain. So, we have the king. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you got the king. But we don't have the dominion of the king. Wala pa yung dominion niya. So, noong nangaral si Jesus Christ, he called Israel to repent and believe and receive the kingdom of heaven. It's at hand, sabi niya. At hand. Ibig sabihin ng at hand, malapit, nandyan na. You can, it started, it's there, it's here. And all you have to do is turn to me and trust in me as your Savior, and I will make sure you are in the kingdom of heaven. It'll be here. But Israel rejected him as the Messiah instantly. Sabi ni John, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. So, hindi siya tinanggap ng kanyang sariling mga kababayan, yung kanyang mga pangunahing bayan, Israel. So, dahil nireject siya ng Panginoon, ang Panginoon ay nag-expand ng kanyang plan. Sinali tayo, dito tayo, tayo ng mga Gentiles. See, ang plano talaga ng Diyos, gamitin niya yung Jews sa loob ng kingdom para sila ang maging saksi ni Jehovah na mangangaral sa buong daigdig. At ang buong daigdig makikinig sa mga Hudyo at sila rin ay maliligtas. Kaya lang, nauna ang Gentile. The first becomes the last. And the last becomes the first. So anyway, so ngayon, tayong mga Gentile, mayroon tayong blessing na makukuha natin yung kingdom of heaven dahil sa grasya ng Diyos, balang araw masasali rin tayo doon. Pero ang hindi inaasahan ay yung pag-reject ng Israel at pagpasok ng Gentile, mauuna muna yung Gentile. So, now, parte ng ginagamit ito ng Panginoon, ng turo ng Panginoon, tinuturo niya ito dahil alam niya kung anong haharapin ng mga alagad ng Diyos dito. Kasi matitira, may matitira dito ng mga Hudyo na hindi pa sila saved ngayon, masisave sila later. Ano ngayon ang magiging responsibility ng mga disipulo ng Panginoon kung sila ay masave dito? Kasi dadaan sila sa napakatinding tribulation, pagsubok, persecution. Now, may mga times, no? So, may mga times na ang mga Kristiyano ay dumaan sa matinding pagsubok dito. No? So, kamakailan lang. You remember, for example, mga taong 1500s. Okay, 2024 na tayo. 1500s. Christians who possessed a copy of the Word of God was persecuted and burnt. Biro mo, isang 12-year-old yata or 14-year-old yata na bata na nasa bulsa niya yung kopya ng Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Nasa bulsa lang niya yung kopya ng Our Father, sinunog siya. Dahil illegal ang pagpossess ng Bible noong 1500s. So, ngayon, malaya tayo. We say, malaya tayo. At hindi natin, wala tayong naranasan na persecution katulad ng mga ninuno nating mga Kristiyano. So, question, sinong mas matinding Kristiyano? Tayo o sila? Who's a stronger Christian? The ones who face persecution or the ones who don't feel and face persecution? Which is the stronger Christian? The persecuted Christian is stronger. Kaya dapat, habang wala pang persecution, we should take advantage of our worship for the Lord and our service for the Lord. Habang wala pa tayong persecution nararanasan. Habang wala pa, we should take advantage. Praying, reading your Bible, church attendance, fellowship, giving, and witnessing. Yung mga binanggit ko last week. We should take advantage of that. Today, and I mean this year, is one of the easiest years to serve the Lord. One of the easiest years. Ang pinakamatinding persecution na mararanasan natin sa ngayon ay yung pagtawanan tayo, ay yung sabihan tayong wag, or uy. Yun. Hanggang dun lang yung persecution natin. That's it. Or yung mockery, yung sinasabing mocking. Hindi naman. Kailan babalik si Jesus? Masyado kayong addicted sa ministry ninyo. Yun. It's just, that's the extent of our persecution. Now let me ask you a question. Kung hindi ka nagsaserve ngayon na walang persecution, paano mo maasahan na magsaserve ka later pagdating ng persecution? So, Jesus brings us to His perspective on persecution over here. Kasi nga, alam niya, ire-reject siya ng Israel. So, alam niya kung anong mararanasan ng mga believers ng tribulation saints. Okay? Now, tayo ba ay tribulation saints? Ano, ayoko. I don't know about you. Baka ikaw, gusto mo maging tribulation saint. Bahala ka. Okay? No, we are not tribulation saints. We are pre-tribulation saints. We're pre-tribulation saints. So, what a blessing. Ang inaasahan natin as a believer today is the last trump of God in relationship to the church age. Isasarado na ng Diyos itong church age na ito. At magbubukas na yung bagong day of the Lord. Ibubuksan na niya yan. Now, look at Matthew chapter 10 verse 16. Matthew chapter 10 verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And brother shall be delivered up, shall deliver up the brother to death, and father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into another, for verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man become. The disciples is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, and preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the opportunity we have to study the scriptures. I pray that we learn the scriptures in its context and its content, and that we would understand it, and then we would make applications according to the Holy Spirit's leading in the scriptures. I pray you would encourage our hearts. Give us insight. May the Holy Spirit teach us. Help us to operate and serve you and fill us with your Spirit to be pleasing and serving you. I ask that you help us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so, alam ng Panginoon, Jesus knows that he will be rejected, and that there will be believers in persecution, in a time where the Antichrist is ruling and reigning. Now, what's their responsibility? How are they to behave? Look at verse number 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. So, sino yung sheep? This is a simile. Ang tawag dito ay simile. Kasi sabi, as sheep. You see, it's as doves. As serpents. So it's not, you're not literally sheep, but you're like sheep. You're to be like a dove. You're to be like a serpent. So who is the sheep here? Well, that's the follower of Jesus Christ. That's the saved person. So if you are saved, no matter what the dispensation is, you can anticipate persecution. And the Lord is sending us into a world that is full of wolves. Wolves. So, who this world system is the wolves. And wolves like to eat sheep. Where's my puppets? Where are your puppets? Ano yun? Wow. Sabi ng sheep, dun sa puppet nila. Wow. Now, we need to be careful as Christians, because not everybody is a friend. And the devil has wolves that would like to destroy your life. Gustong sirain ng demonyo yung buhay mo. Tayo ay tupa, hindi tayo wolves. Tupa tayo. Wala tayong depensa. Kung wala tayong pastol, lagot tayo. Well, some of the more dumber and less defensive animal is a sheep. And we need a shepherd. And we have one, thank the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is our shepherd. But there are wolves that want to destroy us. Be ye therefore, and so ang payo ni Jesus Christ, be ye wise as serpents. So here's another picture. Jesus always used the simple illustration. Wise as serpents. Wise ba yung mga serpents? Are snakes wise? Well, they know how to hide, don't they? They blend right in. You don't notice that they're part of the tree or part of the bush, but they're right there. And they don't advertise. They don't come out and say, "Hey, I'm here." No, they're quiet. They don't like to be bothered. They like to stay in a cooler area, all coiled up in a little corner, hiding. And then when they get spotted and found out, they know how to escape. Marunong mag-escape yung mga serpents. So, ang payo ng Panginoon, pag pumasok tayo sa persecution, hindi masama na umalis. Leaving and hiding and escaping is a biblical tactic during persecution. Now, you will know after this chapter, John the Baptist will be captured at manghihina si John the Baptist at magpapadala siya ng mga Baptist kay Jesus para magtanong, "Ikaw ba talaga ang Messiah? Kasi nakakulong ako, pupugutan na yung ulo, papatayin ako. Kailan mo i-deliver ang Israel? Are you the Messiah?" Pati nga si John the Baptist, nanghina siya. Anong ginawa ni Jesus nung napugot yung ulo ni John the Baptist? Nanatili ba siya sa Judea? No. He left. He escaped. Why? Kasi hindi pa niya time para mamatay sa cross. It's not yet time. So he was wise as a serpent to escape. He is also, sabi niya dito, harmless as doves. Now, I know some of you are afraid of birds. No? Kayo takot sa bird. Sabihin ko sa inyo, ha, yung bird ang takot sa iyo. Kung tutusin, kaya ka tinutuka, takot yan sa iyo. Eh, ikaw, takot ka nga sa tuka niya. So, pareho kayong takot. No? But I want you to know, ang dove o kalapati, walang laban. That is a harmless animal as doves. There's the idea of meek and mild and peaceable. Gusto ng birds? Peace. Birds don't like it when you're aggressive. When you're loud and quick. Kung aggressive ka, maingay ka, mabilis ka kumilos. Ayaw ng mga birds. Birds don't like it. You know what birds like? Birds love to chill. They like peace and quiet. Eh? Pag naka-peaceful na yung bird, nakaupuin ng ganyan. Tapos yung pupuntay pa yung tuka niya dito. Tapos yung tulog na yung pala yung bird. Pagtahimik at walang kumikilos. Now, kung ikaw kumilos ka ng mabilis, talagang gigising yan. Aalis yan, lilipad yan. Kaagad, it's sensitive. Birds are very meek, mild, and peaceful. Now, in our attitude as Christians, bilang Kristiyano, God, the Lord Jesus said, we're to be harmless as doves. Sa gitna ng mga pagsubok natin, no matter where you are in this chart, when you face persecution, our attitude should be meek and mild and peaceful. Peaceful. Biro mo yung mundo natin, ang gulo, tapos tayo dapat peaceful, meek, and mild. So we need the grace of God for that. And the Lord likens us here to these things. Now, tingnan mo ang verse 17. But beware of men. Narinig na ba ninyo yung beware of dog? Mga karatula, beware of dog. Dapat may karatula, beware of men. Why? Kasi yung men na hindi saved ang gagamitin ni Satanas para maging persecutors ng mga Kristiyano. These men are unbelievers. And it says, they will deliver you up in the councils and will scourge you in their synagogues. This is what they did with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ito yung naranasan ni Jesus Christ. They delivered him in the council, they scourged him. Ngayon, tayo naman, followers ni Jesus Christ, kung yan ginawa nila kay Jesus, anong maaasahan natin as believers? Tatratuin tayo ng maayos, yung master nga natin, nilapastangan, tayo hindi. You see? Now, when the Lord raptures the believers, ang maiiwan dito, yung mga hindi saved, sa 7-year tribulation, merong masisave na mga Jews and Gentiles. Hulaan nyo anong gagawin sa kanila dito sa tribulation period. Kasi hindi sila magpapasakop sa Antikristo. They will persecute them. They will bring them before councils and bring them before kings and governors, and they will be scourged. And ye shall be brought before governors for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. So tandaan ninyo ito. If you are a persecuted Christian, you will be a testimony. So, halimbawa, nagbigay ka ng gospel tract. Kasi ang hina talaga natin, yung persecution natin, rejection lang ng gospel tract. Ano, nagbigay ka ng gospel tract, sabi ng tao, I don't want that. Yun lang ang persecution natin. Hindi naman, pupugutan yung ulo natin, katulad nila dito. Oh, sa atin, na, tapos takot pa tayo, okay. We shouldn't even worry about that. But the moment na rineject tayo, sabi ng Bible, we become a testimony against them. What does that mean, Brother Bill? That means, makikita natin uli sila. Yung mga nagsabing, no! Diba, kumatok tayo ng pintuan. Hi! We're from Mount Zion Baptist Mission. We'd like to invite you. Hey! Get out of here! Oh, have a nice day. Oh, tandaan mo yung mukha ko. I will see you sometime in the future. I will be a testimony against you. Oh, kailan yon? Dito. You see? So, let me encourage you, ha? Sa pagbibigay nyo ng gospel tract, sa pag-witness, pag re-reject kayo, you can say, okay, I'll see you again. But I will testify against you. Now, a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what shall ye speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. Now the Lord is speaking to his apostles. He's teaching them about missions in a persecution land situation. And the Holy Spirit tells them what to say. Ang Holy Spirit ang magbibigay sa kanila ng wisdom na kailangan nila para may masagot sila. Now sa atin, bilang Kristiyano ngayon, yung Holy Spirit of God nasa sa atin. Right? We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. We have all of the Holy Spirit in us. And so, we rely upon the wisdom and strength and power of the Holy Spirit of God. No? Huwag nyo naman masyadong practicein yung sasabihin nyo sa tao. No? But be sensitive to the Holy Spirit kung anong tuturuan sa'yo ng Holy Spirit na magsabi. Let me put it this way. It's more important how you say something than what you say. How you say it is more important than what you would say. So, be meek, be mild, be peaceful as that dove. And let the Word of God. So, if somebody rejects you, don't get angry at them. Don't feel sorry for yourself. It's not at all like that. But rely on the Holy Spirit of God. Pray, Lord, touch his heart. Lord, touch her heart. Lord, help them see their need for salvation. You see? And let the Holy Spirit of God work. Verse 20, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Now, verse 21, and the brother shall deliver up brother to death, the father, the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. When is that going to happen? Where is that going to take place? Huh? Tribulation period. So, Do you know that Jesus Christ divides? He can divide families? So, wala namang guarantee sa family. There's no guarantee that in the family, everybody is born again and saved. There's no guarantee in a church, everybody's born again and saved. Now, we do our best to teach and preach, and we believe in regenerate church membership. Ha, hindi ka pwedeng mag-member ng church. Wala kang testimony ng salvation. Hindi mo alam ang salvation. You can't be a member of the church. No, we won't receive you. Ha, may magsabi, Pastor, Pastor, tawag nga sa akin, Pastor, hindi nila alam. Hey, Pastor, i-baptize mo ako. Oh, ba't kita i-baptize? Para ano? Para masave ako. Okay. I will reject you. Oh, why? Nakakapag-save ba yung baptism? No. Okay, so ang tigas talaga ng ulo ng tao. Parang bingi, hindi nakikinig. Okay? So, kung wala kang testimony of salvation, hindi kita pwedeng i-baptize. Now, on the other hand, kung magpanggap ka na meron kang testimony of salvation, anong magagawa ko? Hindi ko naman alam ang heart mo. Brother Bill, save ako. Ah, may sungay ka nga. Save ako, Brother Bill. Oh, well, you want to be a part of the church? Yes. Tutulong ka sa church? Yes. Okay. Then I'll baptize you. Oh, pagdating sa langit, hindi ko alam yung heart mo. Wala ka sa langit. Lahat kami nandun. Ikaw, naiiwan ka dito. Oh, anong sasabihin sa akin ng Panginoon? Oh, hindi naman niya ako masisisi. Hindi ko alam yung heart mo. Oh, you cannot guarantee in a home every member is saved. Now, you want every member to be saved. You teach the gospel, you preach, you show them the word of God, and you hope they get saved. And in the church, it's the same way. So, I am magse-seminary. May seminary kami sa katapusan ng February. Lahat ba ng nagse-seminary, do you think they're saved? I hope so. I hope, no, sa Bible college, they're saved. I hope. But guaranteed, I don't know. I don't know. But one thing for sure, yung hindi saved dito, isusumbong ng mga hindi saved, yung mga saved. Para sila ay mapugutan ng ulo. Kasi pasaway ang mga saved dito sa lipunan ng Antikristo. Okay? Sasabi ng Antikristo, walang makakabayad, walang makakabili habang nasa tribulation period, 7 years ito. Ha? Sa gitna ng 7 years, 3.5 years, doon na ipapatupad yung mark ng halimaw, the mark of the beast. So yung mga Kristiyano na nasave dito, magtatago yan. Escape, harmless as doves. Yan ang operation nila. Pero nakakalungkot, may mga tatay, sasabi nila, welfare bureaucracy, ha? Meron bang child development welfare dito? DSWD. Okay, halimbawa lang, ha? I'm not saying they are. Pero yung DSWD, tatawagin. Ah, yung anak ko, ayaw magpatatak. I-report ko siya. Oh, so yung anak naman, Daddy, wag naman. Wag naman, Daddy, kasi save ako. Nakinig ako nung Sunday school doon, kaya lang hindi ko na-save nung time na yon. Ngayon, save na ako. Kasi totoo nga yung sinabi nila. Wala na sila, oh. Pati yung bag, wala rin. So, ayan. Huhuliin yan, pupugutan ng ulo. Yung iba naman, yung bata, tatawag sa, ano, this? Hey, Antikristo, kunin mo na yung, damputin mo na yung magulang ko. Bakit? Ayaw magpatatak. Wala kaming pagkain. Ako, nagpatatak na nga. Meron ako dito, meron pa ako dito, dalawa. Why not? 2 for 1. Damputin mo na si tatay. Tayo, ba't ka kasi ayaw magpatatak? Hindi anak, kasi sabi ng Bible. Isumbong kita. Sumbong. Anyway, so families will be divided. Verse number 22, ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Now yung salvation dito sa verse 22, he that endure to the end ng tribulation ay madedeliver. So hindi salvation ng eternal life ang pinag-uusapan ng verse 22. This is a deliverance from the tribulation period. From the rule of the Antichrist, the Christian who endures to the end, is faithful to the Lord, to the end, will be delivered, Revelation 19. When Jesus comes back, He's going to come back for Israel. He's going to come back for His disciples. And kaya, madedeliver yung mga disciples niya. Is that clear? Okay? So, kaya pag ginamit ito ng mga kulto, halimbawa sa Badista, basta maging tapat kami sa dulo, maliligtas din kami. You know? That's not referring at all to soteriological salvation. This is eschatological salvation. Deliverance. Okay? So, verse 23, but when they persecute you in this city, flee unto another. So halimbawa, nakatira ka sa Capernaum, na-persecute ka sa Capernaum, di bumaba ka kasi, punta ka sa Nazareth. O pag na-persecute ka naman sa Nazareth, baba ka, punta ka sa Cana. O pag nahabol ka sa Cana, saan ka pupunta? Baba ka, punta ka sa Samaria, Sychar, o Decapolis. Ang dami mga cities na pwede kang magtago dito. You see, this is what he's referring to. Now, sabi niya dito, for verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man become. Revelation 19. Hindi mo mauubos yung mga lungsod ng Israel, tago ka ng tago, at darating na ang Son of Man. According to the term Son of Man, goes all the way back to Daniel. So this is referring to the coming of Jesus Christ, not here in the pre-tribulation rapture. It will be here in the second coming, the revelation of Jesus Christ, Revelation 19. So, tingnan mo ang plano ng Panginoon. Gusto ng Diyos i-offer ang kingdom, re-reject siya ng Israel. Ngayon, ipapersecute ng Israel yung mga disciples. Pero kung tapat ang mga disciples, babalik ang Panginoong Jesucristo, i-deliver sila. And they will be delivered from there. So, verse 24, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciples that he be as his master and the servant his Lord, if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub. So, anong ibig sabihin ng Beelzebub? The word Beelzebub is a name of the Gentile gods. So, Baal, naalala niyo yung Baal? Yan, that is Beel. That comes from Baal. That means Lord or Master. Now, yung Zebub, ang ibig sabihin ng Zebub, dung. Tagalog, tae. Siya ang Lord ng dung. He is the Lord Master of dung. if they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much shall they call on them of his household? So, kumbaga, ang trato ng mga Pharisees and Sadducees kay Jesus ay siya ay isang Beelzebub. That's what they believe. That's what they think of Jesus. That you think you're the Lord of all? No, you're the Lord of dung. That's who you are. And so if they think that our master is the Lord of dung, what do you think they'll think of us? We are the followers of the Lord of dung. So, not a good estimation. Now, etong panlilinlang sa Panginoong Jesucristo ay nagawa ng mga Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes. Mapapatawad pa sila kapag nagrepent sila and believe. Pero, darating ang time na sasabihin nila, gagamitin, ginagamit ng Panginoon ang kanyang ang kapangyarihan ni Beelzebub, that's the Holy Spirit, hindi na sila mapapatawad nun. Yun yung sinasabing unpardonable sin. At yun ay para sa mga Pharisees ng kapanahonan ni Kristo. And certainly, if they believe that Jesus operates in the power of the devil, they're not going to come to Him for salvation. So, verse number 26, fear not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall be not be revealed, and that hid that shall not be known. So, huwag kayong matakot. So, here's the payo ng Panginoon sa persecution. If you're persecuted here, or here, or here, fear not them. Huwag kayong matakot sa persecutors. Focus on the Lord. Fear the Lord. Don't fear man. Now, fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, speak ye in the light. Yung mga tinuturo ko sa inyo ngayon, sa kadiliman, yun ang ipahayag ninyo, yun ang ituro ninyo sa lahat. Teach and preach and declare the truth. What I teach you in darkness and secret, teach it in the streets, in the synagogues, everywhere you go. Give them the light of the Word of God. That's what Jesus is saying. What ye hear in the ear, preach that ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him that is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Ah, kaya pala. So, ang tao, meron siyang dalawang bahagi. Meron siyang physical na pagkatao. That's your body. Eh, yung sa loob ng body mo, meron pala tayong soul. Body. Yung persecutor, pag pinatay ka, ang mapapatay lang sa'yo, yung iyong body. Yung kaluluwa mo na kay Kristo, na kay Lord. Hindi sa impyerno. Malino yan. So, ikaw, halimbawa, hindi ka nagpa-save ngayon. Oh, pag na-rapture na kami, wala na kami dito, pwede kang ma-save dito. Kaya lang, yung body mo, subject to death. Pero yung kaluluwa mo, save. Oh, kung hindi ka naman saved, hindi ka saved dito, hindi ka rin saved dito, balang araw, haharap ka sa Diyos, kukunin niya yung bangkay mo sa grave, ilalagay niya yung kaluluwa mo, at saka yung bangkay mo, isasama niya dito, para ihagis yung dalawa, yung buong pagkatao, sa lawa ng apoy. Okay? So, sa ngayon, lahat ng mga hindi saved, yung kaluluwa nila, ay nasa impyerno. Right now. At yung katawan nila, nasa libingan. Or on the earth. In the pit. In the grave. And one day, God will join the body and the soul to stand for judgment. Final judgment dito. Kasi, hatol din ito eh. This is judgment. This is final judgment. So, you will stand trial to God someday. So, in any of these areas, Christians will all, asahan natin ha, bilang Kristiyano, meron tayong persecution na maaasahan. Wala tayo dito, nandito tayo, paakyat tayo sa langit, pagdating ng rapture, pero habang naghihintay tayo sa rapture, darating ang persecution sa atin. What do? We don't fear man. We fear the Lord. We continue serving the Lord. We remind ourselves, harmless as doves, wise as serpents. Let's be wise. Let's be harmless. So how do we prepare for persecution? Paano tayo magpre-prepare? Maging bak na tayo ng tubig? Mag-collect na tayo ng pagkain? No. How do we prepare for persecution today? Kasi may rapture naman tayong inaasahan. Hindi naman tayo papasok dito. By the way, may mga Kristiyano nagtuturo. Papasok yung mga Kristiyano dito. Kalahating bahagi. Ayan. Ang tawag doon, mid-trib. Mid, sa gitna, mara-rapture tayo. Pero matitikman natin yung unang 3.5 years. kabobohan yun. That's false theology.
Meron naman nagtuturo, walang rapture, talagang pag dito na lang yung rapture natin. So, buong tribulation. Ha? Ang tawag doon, post-trib. Post, saka na lang. Pagkatapos yung 7 years, talagang matitikman natin bawat taon ng Antikristo. Kaya kung gusto nyong malaman kung sinong Antikristo, mag-stay na lang kayo. Baya ako, ayaw ko. I don't care kung sino man yan. Ha? Pero sabihin ko sa inyo, yung si Satanas, hindi niya alam kung kailan babalik si Jesus Christ. Therefore, sa bawat generation, bawat taon, meron siyang tao na ready na sakupin at gamitin. Sigurado ako, itong taong ito ay kasabwat ng UN, kasabwat ng World Economic Forum, kasabwat ng G8, kasabwat ng globalism, environmentalism, socialism, communism, lahat ng isim. Nasa kanya na. Okay? So, tayo, hindi tayo naniniwala sa any of that. We believe the Bible at ang turo ng Bible. We are looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, how do we prepare for tribulation, for persecution? Naalala niyo yung sinabi ko last week?
Pray.
Bible reading? Church attendance? Church fellowship? Giving? Witnessing. Kung hindi mo magagawa ito ngayon na walang persecution, siguradong hindi mo magagawa yan pagdating ng persecution. I'm not saying that we are going to be martyrs. I don't know if I'm strong enough to become a martyr. I don't believe I am. But pagdating talaga ng persecution, there, God has grace and a way of giving us strength to endure whatever persecution is in front of us. But if we are not serious about praying, reading the Bible, going to church, giving to the Lord, witnessing for Him, if we neglect these things, we will never know what it's like to become a martyr for the Lord. So may the Lord strengthen us by His grace to meet the challenges of our day. So, wala tayo sa history. Pag-aralan ninyo yung history ng Kristiyano nung nakaraang mga centuries. They were strong Christians. Kaya tayo Baptist ngayon dahil sa mga Baptist noon. Kaya nga may Baptist churches ngayon. Saan nang galing yung mga Baptist yan? Nanggaling yun sa mga Baptist na hindi sumali sa civil government at saka hindi sumali sa religious practices ng mga kulto, ng mga pagans. They were Christians who stood against religious and governmental persecution. So, ask yourself, are you willing to stand against religious and governmental persecution? Church lang, hindi magawa. Prayer lang, hindi magawa. Pagbabasa ng Bible, boring. Either you are not saved or you are terribly backsliding. Kaya pagdating ng persecution, wala. Now, thank the Lord you're still saved. Amen? If you are truly saved and weak, that's something to recognize. Kasi pwede ka naman i-strengthen kung gusto mo magpa-strengthen. Huwag tayong manatiling weak. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the message of Christ concerning persecution as perspective in all these things. I pray, Father, that you would strengthen us. Lord, I pray that we would certainly examine our hearts, that we may become strong Christians in an antichrist world. Help us to stand for you. Help us to live for you. Help us to pray and read the Bible and go to church and give and be a witness for the Lord.
Help us to enjoy the fellowship, the scriptures. Help us to grow more and more. And when the time comes we have to face persecution, we can rely upon your grace to strengthen us. Because we know we are weak and we are without power. We are without strength. Apart from Christ, we can do nothing. We confess that before you, Lord. Ask you to strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.